This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, it's not Robert Scott Bell, or is it? Do we have Robert on the line, or is he just completely just engulfed in New York interference? He's in a New York black hole. Well, folks, Robert Scott Bell is indeed in New York, but he is not live. Oh, no. Okay. You know what? You just pop on and laugh, and then you leave. Is this like a candid camera or something going on here?
It's like we want you to reveal the inner workings of your soul, Super Don, today.
You are the Alan Funt of the health world. Thank you so much.
Actually, I just slipped away to have some party favors at Mary Beth Gonzalez's 50th birthday party here. Oh, man. Listen, Super Don, I'm sorry that this is happening. Not out of our control tonight, but I'm still glad to be here, and I'm glad you're there to keep it going in the meantime. And, of course, Ian Clark, the smooth sounds of Ian Clark from Activation Products will also keep it going this hour.
And I'll tell you what's funny here is, okay, I'm on day two now of serious hardcore quitting smoking. It's really affecting me. Mm-hmm. So I've been at the gym, and I've just been trying to work this out, because otherwise anybody who's around me, they just, don't want to be around me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got an email just at the end of the hour, last hour, from our buddy Roger, who's a longtime listener.
Yes.
And he's giving tips on how to calm cigarette withdrawal. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. We haven't even talked about the cigarette thing at all today, yet Roger's, giving me tips on how to calm withdrawal symptoms. I'm thinking, oh, crap. Am I really sounding like a jerk on the radio tonight?
No, you're sounding like my hero today, honestly. But
I know. I mean, it's almost like, if you're in a room with people and somebody walks up to you and says, would you like a Tic Tac? It's like, is it my breath? I mean, why would somebody offer me a Tic Tac, So
Roger, I do appreciate the
advice. I can use pretty much anything I can get my hands on right now.
Yeah, now Roger says you could always smoke a joint instead. It may not help you, but you won't care.
You know what? Here's the deal with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a weed smoker to begin with. I mean, I had all my fun years ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could function on the radio. Although, I'll take that back. We did pretty good when we went to the 420 thing in Denver. And I ate some edibles.
Silly.
Yeah, but in any case, here in the state of Louisiana, they don't mess around with that stuff. This is one of the few places in the country. There's still a handful of states where you literally can end up going to jail for 5 years for possession of marijuana. I mean,
they'll throw you to the gators.
Yeah. It's not. They're making some progress, and they're starting to move in the right direction with the medical marijuana, but. Yeah, so I wouldn't even if I were inclined to do so, would not take that chance because I can't do a remote broadcast from jail. I mean, unless, you have a collect call from Super Don.
Yeah.
Anyway, did we lose Robert again talking about marijuana?
No, I'm back.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Yeah, I know. You just got to be prepared at any moment to just bridge the gap, my friend. That's just the way it's rolling tonight. Yeah.
All right.
But we were going to talk about the fungicide story.
Yes. Yes, we were.
So this you thematically, you've came up with an incredible lineup of stories today, I have to say. I mean, I asked you, I said, you know this is going to be on you because I'm traveling all day, just showing up for work, you know, by the time we start the show, right? And
yeah.
you just threw it down, my friend. I'm telling you, the stories that you picked up are amazing. And I hope that everybody goes to the show notes today and appreciates what you've done. And, of course, Captain Morgan putting the notes up. But this next story about fungicides impacting inflammation of the nerves and, of course, leading to what? Autism or autism-like symptoms in animal studies. I mean, again, more of the reality that this is not caused by a virus, bacteria, or fungus directly. It is caused by toxic poisons to the body and, specifically in this case, the nervous system.
Yes, sir. You stop talking.
Go super deep.
You make me nervous every time you stop talking. Don't stop.
I know. Tonight I've got you. I've got you bad. I know. Don't stop talking. I'll say, Super Don, you take over.
Yes. But, I mean, listen, it's interesting because...
I mean, I can't stand all the validation. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. And this particular topic having to do with autism is, you know, this is a situation that's very, very near and dear to our hearts and to many of the listeners, because people have been saying for so long that there are lots of things that are contributing to autism. We like to talk about vaccines, which is a big part of it. But the other environmental factors that are in play are something that, these parents have been fighting to, you know, get the message out and to get some kind of acknowledgement of the fact that there are chemicals and toxins in the environment that are also contributing to this problem. And this right here is a great validation of that fact.
Crickets.
Robert. Okay, anyway. Yes. What this is, there was some research done from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and they did this study, and it provided an insight into the environmental substances that are contributing to autism, as we were saying.
Yes.
And this was actually published in the journal Nature Communications, so it was in a medical journal, and it did point out the fact that there are chemicals that are having an impact on the normal functioning of the brain and causing neurological disorders.
Right. And for our skeptic friends that say, oh, no, that's not real, that you can eat the food, it has fungicides, of course, the fact is they've never done analysis to say definitively that it doesn't do what I've said for years it does do. Now they're trying to figure it out. Here's a quote here that says, the real tough question is, if you eat fruits, vegetables, or cereals that contain these chemicals, do they get into your bloodstream and at what concentration? That information doesn't exist. But you know what? The information that does exist, the studies out of Denmark, I believe, or was it Sweden, where they pulled a family off of chemically grown foods, you know, measured urinary output of these pesticides, and they dropped to near zero within a week or two of going organic. So don't tell me it doesn't get into your system.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I remember when we covered that, and it was a very short period of time, and it literally, eating organic brought all of those levels of those pesticides, the herbicides, and, you know, everything down to literally zero. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, tell me that eating organic is something that is the same or isn't any different than eating just, you know, regular, traditional, conventional produce.
Yeah, and then talk about neurological damage. How about some DEET? How about some mosquito fear, right? Because that's what they're doing with Zika. And now a new story comes out of NBC going, hey, don't try that natural stuff. It doesn't last. You're not going to be protected from Zika mosquitoes, right?
Yeah.
Same old fear-mongering. They can't stand that you would try something natural. Now, why wouldn't it last? Well, if it doesn't, just reapply it. Why would DEET last? Because it's a neurotoxin that the body can't metabolize and get rid of. That's not a good thing. I just want to shake them, you know, and go, wake up, come on, stop.
Well, and
I like
in this article, they go on to say, and it's just at the very beginning where they say, you know, those natural mosquito repellents, they don't work as good as the synthetic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
They literally synthetic chemicals are better.
Yeah.
Which sounds so weird to say for us, you know?
Well, we acknowledge how toxic they are. Like I said, I'm not arguing that you can't kill stuff with synthetic poison. No, in fact, quite the opposite. But I'm arguing that you could kill you. You could kill your kids.
Well,
or you could kill their nervous system.
You know, listen, if you know anything about synthetic chemicals and the dangers that are out there with the stuff that you're putting on your skin, and let's say, okay, fine, if you put a stronger synthetic chemical poison on your skin, it might repel mosquitoes better than if you put something natural. Do you think somebody with half a brain that realizes that putting that poison on your skin could give you cancer or give you some kind of a, you know, health problem of some sort, could kill you? Do you think maybe they might put maybe like a second application of the natural stuff? Okay, so you might have to use twice as much of the natural mosquito repellent than you would of the synthetic chemical poison one. So which one are you going to choose?
Yeah. Well, they do warn you against using the natural stuff on three-year-olds because it could give you a skin rash.
Oh, no.
I know. Any harsh organics, even if they're not synthetic and toxic, can create a problem. So you got to use
it. This is a no-brainer. I mean, honestly, this is a no-brainer for me. I mean, it's like, yes, so what? So your synthetic chemical poison stuff works longer, but it's synthetic chemical poison. Why are we not looking at that?
Yeah, just apply more of the natural stuff.
Exactly.
Repeat. That's it.
In fact, I read something just this morning talking about how you can take vitamin B1. Mm-hmm. And that helps with repelling mosquitoes naturally.
They say make your blood taste bad for the skeeters. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Lots of garlic, lots of sulfur. Those are other stories. I don't know if that works for you, but you can always
rub durian all over yourself, right?
That's better than rubbing dirt on it. That's great. I don't know if the mosquitoes might think you're decaying flesh if you rub durian.
Yeah, that would be people repellent and animal repellent, too.
Everything repellent. Yeah, you're right. No, that's great. Listen, great. I'm telling you, man, you are super. I'm just looking at these stories, and I'm like, I'm only wishing that I had more time to comment on them because of my bad, poor connections out of the Big Apple here. But my gosh, the lineup that you threw together, all building one on another on another. Next, we take neurological health to another level, depression. And we're going to talk with Ian Clark, a good friend from Activation Products, about the Ease Magnesium and other things that may help. Because we know the synthetics, the SSRIs, these are very dangerous and oftentimes deadly in the management of a depression that is not the result of a lack of those synthetic chemicals approved by the FDA. All right, check it out. RSB, Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
You know what I did last night, Super Don, because I had to fly out early, and I absolutely hate, and I don't like to use that word, but I just say it. I do not like taking morning flights.
I just don't like.
I'm too anxious.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm too anxious, and I don't sleep well. I sleep superficially, and that's why I didn't want to fly out a day early either. So it was sort of like a catch-22, and I probably should have, but I didn't want to. And so I didn't sleep well last night. And I even took my wife's CBD, the super concentrate stuff, and I didn't take enough, I think. Probably should have bathed in magnesium, the activation product, the East Magnesium. I didn't do that. I should have.
Right.
But I thought, okay, I can handle this. It's not super early. It's just early. I was like, no, it didn't work. It's like found a weakness. Right? See, I'm not vindicated now. I can't sleep well when I have an early morning airplane flight.
Well, the magnesium definitely will help, and I can attest to that fact because my restless leg syndrome, my restless arm, I don't know, do they call it restless arm syndrome? I don't think so, but it's the same effect.
No, we can call it that, though.
Yeah, the restless dawn syndrome. It's gone, and it's not happening. So it's really been a godsend for me, Mr. Agnostic, using the term godsend. But I've been really happy with it. And you know what? The Ocean's Alive. I've been taking that, and the Panacea. I know. You know, we haven't talked about the Panacea oil yet with Ian. I'll be interested to hear what he has.
No, I know. I have to have my experience with it. Yeah, I have to have my experience with the oil yet, too. Yeah. No, but listen, you know how much I love oil and fat and all, and some people criticize, oh, you just think fat is the best thing ever. Well, listen, we've been fat phobic our whole lives. You think we've got some making up to do, you know, time to catch up with the fat we didn't have as kids because we were all on sugar, right? Oils, fats, these are very healing. Mmm, fat.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I don't know. And even in depression, you know, lack of oil, lack of good quality fats and oil. You know, the other controversies related to cholesterol. I've said that even if you eat a lot of cholesterol in your diet, maybe you eat a lot of eggs, it's not going to really jack up your cholesterol levels all that much. Because, you know, dietary cholesterol just doesn't do it. It's produced by the liver. If you have abnormally high or low, not that you even know because no one's tested your family in generations to know what was healthy, but if you suspect it's abnormally high or low from the average, it's due to liver problems. Why are there liver problems? Well, because of the food quality. Again, we come back to that. You can't put toxic substances in your body day in and day out and expect that there's no repercussions. Now, you may have the resilience of Rasputin and a liver that can metabolize everything. Those people do appear to have the ability to eat garbage and seem to do fine. But even they, at a certain time in their lives, might not work the same way. And the question is, do you say, well, I've eaten this way my whole life, why is there a problem? Or do you say, I've eaten this way my whole life, that's why there's a problem?
Yes, sir. Sorry. There's a delay between
okay.
us. So I was just listening to you. Yes, you were on.
Okay. Okay. So we don't have Ian on. I'm going to get depressed. Where's Ian Clark, our buddy from Activation?
Yeah, I don't know. He's out fishing or something. I'm not quite sure.
He was opening up the lake house, he said last time, so that's a possibility. I wouldn't blame him. He could be out on the lake already. That would be great.
We'll keep trying to get a hold of him, but in the meantime, coming up in the next segment, we have got what I would say is not a big shock to us. We've covered a story like this before, but there is new research out now that is showing that people who are suffering from depression are still not getting treated in an effective way that they should.
In what way might that be? I guess we're going to have to explore that next segment.
Yes, and hopefully we can get rid of the delay because there's about 10 seconds in between me saying something and you hearing me. See, watch.
Yes, it's like ping pong, if in slow motion.
All right. Well,
I was right.
This is. We are coming up finally on a break here. Yeah, there's the music.
Yay! Take us out, Super Don.
Okay, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show. You can call us 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-2355. We will attempt to get in touch with Ian and hopefully be back with him in the next segment. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hang in there. We will be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Happy birthday to Mary Beth Gonzalez and happy birthday to Liam Sheff. We don't do a lot of birthday things. I guess it's a big deal when Mary Beth and Liam celebrate a birthday together. That's cool. And I'm up at Mary Beth Gonzalez in New York City celebrating with her and her friends. And I'll be doing a little bit more of that organic partying when we break for the end of the show today. And some people say, well, it should have ended a long time ago, Robert, with your connection tonight. But nobody's fault that I'm aware of. It's never happened except in the big organic apple while I'm here. So I just remember this 2 years ago at the New York Marriott Marquis in Times Square.
maybe the first time, if not right around the first time, that I interviewed Dr. Nick Gonzalez. It was certainly the first time I met him in person. We were broadcasting from an alternative medical conference, and you know, I'll never forget it. It was like, you know, two old friends got together again, and we had just met. And it was just such a strong bond right from the get-go, and I was just giddy with excitement because this was Nick Gonzalez, my hero. And we became, you know, close friends since that point in time. And, you know, his untimely passing last year, and the connection with Mary Beth, his wife, and the continued work through the Nicholas Gonzalez Foundation that's working on, and the support from the Truth About Cancer, right, and Ty Bollinger and everything like that, it's great. And so there are good memories, really good memories of it, even though we mourn the loss still to this day of Nick taken too soon. But back in New York, making the best of the transmission signal that we have tonight, and we were going to talk about being depressed. I'm like, part of me, you know, can be bummed out a little bit or a lot of it for not having Nick to call up. I mean, you think about Superdon, all the stories we've done over the past year. How many times would we have loved to have Nick Gonzalez on doing his thing
probably,
with us?
I mean,
just such joy when we get together.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Dr. Nick was, I believe, one of the, if not the most requested guest that we got via email and callers and stuff like that to get on the show. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, I don't think there was anybody that had as many requests from the listening audience to say, when's Dr. Nick coming back on?
Right.
We want to hear more from him. So I agree. Yeah, he was special. And it's not to take anything away from anyone else, because we've had lots of great folks on here, but there was something about him, right? And it's not that we only noticed it in passing, because we knew it when he was alive. And it was just a great joy having him on. He had a great joy that just flowed through him when we did the radio show together, and I can't help but reminisce and think about it as I'm sitting literally in his, I would say, in his office at home right now, broadcasting. So, you know, we'll deal with all the hiccups in tonight's broadcast. They're not going to stop us. His work will continue.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so on to the antidepressant story. This is something that we've covered in the past, and looks like new research has shown up here that is confirming something that I think we could honestly say we already knew. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. I mean, this was in the JAMA Journal, but it says that half of the people taking antidepressants aren't even depressed. Now, you know I'm not a fan of having people take them even when they are depressed, at least not as a first, second, third, fourth, or fifth resort. If anything, to stabilize somebody in crisis, perhaps you could argue, and it'd be a hard argument to make, but, you know, okay, I give you that 1% shred of possibility that you could say, let's take somebody out of crisis, but then you keep them on them forever, or you titrate them up or down and they actually increase their likelihood of committing suicide or mass homicide. I mean, this is not a good play. And when we cover stories about 500,000 people dying from these drugs every year, which was as shocking to me as it was to you, Superdon, it's an absolute mess. The entire psychiatric profession, beyond talking, which is a healthy thing to do, is an absolute disaster.
Yeah. Agreed. And, you know, listen, depression. If half of the people that are being prescribed these drugs aren't even depressed, that means that half of people are suffering from all of the side effects that come along with taking the antidepressants, and they're not getting the help that they need, because obviously what they're going through is not something that is even remotely solvable by taking this antidepressant pill. They're needing help in other ways, and they're not getting it, but they're taking the easy way out. They're taking the only way that they may know to deal with this, which is taking the antidepressant,
right,
and hopefully they survive it.
Yeah, chemical manipulation is the way of the drug American, and of course that drug American is in danger of becoming extinct, because it's not a viable way to the future. And we've talked about it from an economic perspective, that Obamacare and monopoly medicine is not going to work. It bankrupts nations. And of course, the monopoly is directed at synthetic chemistry as opposed to genuine recovery through detoxification of heavy metals. through accelerated absorption of healthy oils and fats that are so critical for brain and neurological health, and the connection to the gut and the brain. That when you disrupt gut-brain signaling through the corruption via antibiotics and even vaccines, you could result in any number of emotional dysfunctions or disorders diagnosed as depression, some form of abnormality, not that they even know how to describe or define normal and abnormal in reality.
That is true. So I don't know what the conclusion that we're going to come to after this story is the same conclusion that we come to after many other stories, especially when it comes to the topic of prescribing drugs, is that these docs need to we need to pull in the reins here, rein these doctors in a little bit on prescribing. I would say very similar to what we're seeing with the opioid epidemic that's going on in this country right now, where we've got doctors that are just handing these drugs out like they're candy, anybody who wants them. And I would say the antidepressants are falling into that same category, where it's so easy for somebody to walk into a doctor's office and say, doc, I'm not feeling happy, I'm sad all the time, I'm not sleeping well, I don't know what's wrong, can I get an antidepressant? And the doc is more than likely probably going to prescribe that, just like they would an opioid painkiller. And I think what you may see happening here later on down the road is that we're going to start seeing more and more statistics coming out showing the damage of antidepressants on people because they're being overprescribed. I mean, taking a shot at it, but I think that's what we're going to see at some point. If we aren't already.
I agree. And it isn't only, the chemical manipulation, but the acknowledgement that whether you call it spiritual, because I know Super D, we talk about that. I'm not talking about whether you're a member of religion or not, but a reason for being beyond just punching the time clock because you have to make some money to pay for food. And obviously you have to be responsible for that. But to find something that brings you great joy in life, and even if it isn't the job that you have, the J-O-B, find some way to facilitate or bring joy into whatever you're doing. Because, if what you're doing is making you miserable, even the little bit of money that you bring in might not be enough to offset it. And so that's a bigger crisis when we talk about healing on levels that are much deeper than just, let's say, physical chemistry, for which these psychiatric mad doctors don't even know what is a balanced chemistry of the brain.
Well, on these antidepressants, I think it was yesterday we were talking about this, that one drug, I can't remember what it's called, a mesalamine or something, where when you go and you read the literature that comes along with the drug, they don't even know how it works. It's just like, well, it might do this, or we think maybe, perhaps it might do this. And the antidepressants quite often are the same way. They even say it in the drug commercials, where the language of it is such that they are taking just a complete guess as to what it does or how it does it or why it does it, but they're prescribing these things to people because, depression is a big problem. And so hopefully that, that's something that's going to, I don't know, someday where people are going to get it and they're going to figure it out. But I'll tell you what, Robert, here's something. If this doesn't depress you, I don't know what will. It's either you're either going to be depressed or you're going to be shocked at this next story that I've got here. And I got this by, it's originally an NPR story, but our friends over at Health Impact News put this out. There are scientists that are trying to do something that some people, they say here, find disturbing. And it sounds like it's straight out of, out of one of these really bad horror scientific movies, sci-fi movies. They are trying to create something called a chimera. You know what a chimera is?
Yeah, and we've seen people talk about it before, and people think that's just science fiction. But yeah, they're trying to basically inject stem cells from one species into another to create kind of combination animals, whether they be human animal or animal animal hybrids. And it's the island of Dr. Moreau, if you remember that story of that movie. All over in reality, not a science fiction movie. It's like, well, we've cured every disease known to man. Hey, let's just see if we can cross a pig with a dragonfly. What happens?
Well, and in this case, it's one thing if you're crossing two types of animals together. I wouldn't agree with that, of course. But in this particular case, what they're doing is they're trying to do part human, part animal now.
Right. And that's the specific thing with Chimera. You're right. It takes the human and combines it with the animal or vice versa.
Yeah. And so you've got, you know, these guys, they call themselves bioethicists, which I still don't quite exactly understand what a bioethicist is, but or what their purpose is. But in this case, they are at least falling, I think, on the right side of the debate here. And that they are concerned that trying to create these things, these interspecies embryos, is crossing the line. I would tend to agree, just on just the basis of what the hell are you doing? It's like they're trying to do it under the guise, okay, of saying that they will save the lives of people with a wide range of diseases if they can make a half human, half horse,
right.
How?
Yeah, I'm just not sure, right? Yeah. You have a little hoarseness in your voice, Super Don. Maybe if we created a chimera combination, horse-human, we can figure out a cure for your hoarseness, right?
Yes.
Instead of gargling silver hydrazole.
Let's create a minotaur. Yeah.
Right. Incredible stuff. I mean, you know, it's like people sitting around watching The X-Files, eating GMO Doritos, going, what are we going to do tomorrow? Oh, I saw that episode. Remember when they crossed these people? Let's try that. Where are they getting the money? Too much time, too much money going into that medical insane monopoly that they would play that game. What are we going to wrap up on, Super Don?
How about tarantulas?
Tarantulas coming up next, folks. Ah, eek!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Made it through a whole segment. Can we do two in a row to wrap it up here? Oh, my gosh. I don't want to be depressed. You know, I saw this last story here. By the way, again, thank you to all our wonderful sponsors. GCN, our syndicator, of course, are all of our stations that carry us, and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Talk Network and Epic Times and UK Health Radio and SoundCloud, real easy to download. I was on a plane today, right? And,
yes,
and you
were.
Sent the story, and I had to read it. I'm like imagining what it would be like to be on a plane with tarantulas loose on there. Like, thanks a lot. You knew I was today, too. You did that on purpose.
I did. I mean, because I just like you were saying, I mean, I knew you were on the plane. And here you've got this story out of Washington where this this passenger flight was on its way to Canada. And all of a sudden, these two tarantulas, I believe it was two, went scurrying across the floor. And everybody just went crazy. The passengers were just going crazy. And there's one particular part of the story where this passenger's lady, her name is Catherine Moreau.
Yeah.
She was wearing a skirt. Okay.
Oh no.
And all of a sudden, she felt something crawling up her leg, and so she brushed it, and it started crawling back up her leg again. I mean, it's just like it's instead of snakes, you know, those. The Samuel Jackson story, right? You know, get those snakes off the plane. Right. We got spiders on this one. I can't imagine because you're trapped. You're stuck on a plane. It's not like you can go very far, right?
You need like Vindy Irwin, right, from the Crocodile Hunter Down Under. But
I don't know.
These tarantulas, they're not that venomous. They're not that dangerous, honestly. At least these varieties.
They're scared. They're ugly and they're creepy.
You know what? I'd be more scared of getting bit by a couple of squirrels loose on the plane. Those would be more dangerous than these tarantulas. But,
yeah, but
I thought about it. I'm like,
okay, all right. But listen, it's a tarantula, okay? The average
irrational
person
fear.
Is going to be more scared of a tarantula than a squirrel.
But what's
They're not
going to
sit
scary...
there and think, now, I wonder which one is more venomous.
Right. No, they should, because it's more scary to, you know, a black widow or a brown recluse than a big old
hairy
tarantula.
It's a giant spider. That's all that matters. I don't like spiders. I'm not a big fan myself. Especially
like
if it's climbing up my leg.
Right. Well, they should have had some CBD on the plane.
Yeah. Okay.
And magnesium, some ease magnesium. They relax, dude. It's just the spider. It's just the big old hairy spider.
I like that.
What?
It says here, they gave first aid to the person that said the spider climbed her leg. Now I'm thinking, okay, I guess CBD would be first aid. What first aid are you going to give somebody? Because a spider crawled up their leg. I don't know. And then they go on to tell all the passengers to cover their ankles and their feet. Now, if I've been on a plane, you're lucky enough to be able to cross your leg, let alone try and figure out some way to cover your ankles and your feet.
Well, that's where you want to know that you know how to do a yoga pose to get your feet off of the ground, the floor.
Oh, know? I can only imagine it must have been just absolute pandemonium.
Right. Well, as I said, lift your feet up. Everything's going to be fine. And, you know, spider venom, Leadum, L-E-D-U-M, if you did get bit, is the homeopathic remedy, just so we have a little bit of medicinal fun and, you know, raising the bar on healing when folks don't know. Leadum is the one. Gelsemium would calm you down. CBD would calm you down. Magnesium a little bit. There are things you can do. But I really imagined it, and I thought, you know what? I wouldn't be one of the ones freaking out because I'm not afraid of tarantulas in the same way. You know, I told you I ran across the 3-foot-long garter snake on my mountain biking run. I wasn't even freaked out about that. I was just glad I didn't hit it. But, you know, spiders and snakes. I remember that old song. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love you like I want to be loved by you. Something like that. I think that's the tune. But
No idea what you just sang. But okay,
you have to find that song now because now it's gonna earworm me. Now I'm more afraid of earworms. Good Lord. Well, we'll see if we can get Ian on later in the week. Maybe I don't know what happened to him. But you know, with tonight again, God bless you, Nick Gonzalez and family, Mary Beth. Happy birthday, 50th birthday. Happy 45th to our good friend Liam Sheff. We'll get him on soon as well. Tomorrow night, we expect to have Carol Alt on from New York City and Ty Bollinger and a very special guest that I won't tell you about yet. But stick with us. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.